At 6:06, it is mostly cloudy, 38 degrees this morning in Tulsa, headed to 59. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Well, the calendar this morning says it is the last week in April, but you sure can't tell it outside.
We get some clearing. There are a few locations that we think will drop down to 32 degrees or lower.
That is Pete Snyder with the National Weather Service office here in Tulsa. Now, we're at 38 degrees, but area temperatures from the Oklahoma Mesonet show Bartlesville and Skytook at freezing this morning. Nowata is at 33 degrees. Claremore is 35. Bixby, Tahlequah, and Muskogee all coming in at 36 degrees this morning. Moving on to the news, Governor Fallon and legislative leaders have come to terms on a state income tax cut.
We have reached an agreement on a significant, responsible tax cut that will pump an additional $237 million into taxpayers' pockets and into the local economy once it is fully realized.
The rate would be cut to 5% beginning in January of 2015. The plan would also overhaul the workers' compensation system and set aside $120 million for state capital improvements. Well, for the third time this session, the Oklahoma House kills a measure that would have banned texting while driving. Minority Leader Scott Inman blasted the chamber, saying that they didn't have the guts to bring it to a full vote. The Red River rivalry goes to the U.S. Supreme Court. At issue is the water in the Red River. Texas wants more. Oklahoma says you've had your share. The High Court is sorting through the details of a nearly 35-year-old compact between the states. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt was pleased with yesterday's Oklahoma presentation.
I think we advocated in a persuasive way, and prayerfully that means good things.
A ruling is still several months away. We go in detail on this story with State Impact Oklahoma coming up at 7:35 this morning. A young Tulsa bride convicted of shoving her husband out a high-rise apartment window will be spending at least the next two decades in prison.
The sentence gives Amber Hilberling credit for the 15 months she's already been locked up, but she'll have to serve 85% of her time before she's considered for early release. That will put her in prison for 21 years and 3 months. The sentence matched the jury's recommendation of a 25-year term. The judge didn't attach any probation after the sentence. A pre-sentence report found that the community would not benefit by Hilberling being placed on probation. She was convicted in the 2011 death of 23-year-old Joshua Hilberling. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
Mayor Bartlett is the first of three mayoral candidates to speak at the Tulsa Press Club. He talked about his proposal to extend the fix the county sales tax in order to fund public safety improvements.
But it would provide us $12 million annually, and it would provide a significant amount of money that would go towards adding more police officers, firefighters, all the equipment necessary, plus have money left over to provide another important service, which is the maintenance of our city streets.
Mayoral candidate Bill Christensen will speak next week with former Mayor Kathy Taylor the following week. The Tulsa Public Schools beginning the process of convincing you of the need of a $38 million bond issue. Tulsa School Superintendent Dr. Keith Ballard says the money would be used for technology upgrades.
We have been so meticulous and detailed in finding out what the needs are in the classroom, and we have addressed all of those.
If the measure passes next month, it would provide funding for one computer for each three children in the TPS. Our weather forecast, sunshine today, a high of 59. Clear and still cold tonight, down to 36 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds and a high of 68. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning. Now, at 6:10, it's mostly cloudy and 38. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.